We are in that Yotesamad Aleph, in the middle of the sugya. Just to refresh our memories, the Gemara Daf Yotesamad Beis had asked the stira between two Mishnais. Our Mishnah says, Stam de Dorim Lahachmer, and the Mishnah in Seder Mesechtes Tare says, Sofek Neziris Lahachmer. So Rabbi Zeira said that there's a machlokes tanoi, and he was telling this machlokes in the machlokes of Rabbi Elezer in the Rabbanon. If a person is makdish all his behemoth, does he intend to be makdish a koy also? A koy is a sofik behemoth. Rabbi Elezer said, "Loihikdish es a koy." And in other words, that means when a person is making isurim, his intention is that the isurim should only be hal on the dvarim, and makdish behemah, so all the behemah should be hegesh. A suffix behemah, I have no intention to be magdish. I have no intentions to create tzveikis. So when there's any suffix, my issa is not how the gabi dvorim is supposed. So Rabbi Zeira said, Rabbi Eleza holds that le ma'ayil momoine le tzveike, who was in le ma'ayil hufe le tzveike. So therefore, Rabbi Eleza would not hold stam le dvorim lahach. The Chachamim hold Higdish es Akoy. So the Chachamim hold Ma'ayil Mamoin Lisveike. Who are then Ma'ayil Gufe Lisveike. That was Rab Zeira said. So Rab Zeira said the difference between our Mishnah Mesechtes Nedorim and the Mishnah Mesechtes Taras is a machlokes tanoi. Our Mishnah holds Memayel Odom Gufei Mamoine Lisveike. And the Mishnah in Taras is going according to Rabbi Eleza that holds Loi Mayel Mamoine Vigufei Lisveike. So now, on that Yotesamad Aleph, we have here a kasha that Abaye asked on Rav Zeira. The Gemara says as follows. After the first third of the Amud. Ela I kasha ha kasha. We learned, and I would like to learn this Gemara, not according to the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, according to the way the Rajba's guide us, and then when we'll see the Ran, we'll understand the difficulties of our Gizem. Elo I kasha o kasha. So now Abai is asking a kasha and Rab Zeira. He says, Rab Zeira had said that the Mishnah in Taris that says, Sofik Neziris Lahokel, is going according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds Lay ma'ayil mamayni lisveik, and who adin lay ma'ayil gufei lisveik. So now Abai is asking Akasha and Rabbi Zeira. We learned of Mishnah and Taras in the same Perek. The Mishnah says as follows, Sofik mashkin li tomei tomei. If a person, a tomei, is a suffix if he touched mashkin. Did the mashkin become tmeim, yes or no? It's a suffix if he was metame the mashkin. So mi suffix, we say the mashkin are tmeim. Letame acheirim. What is if mashkin tmeim? There's a suffix if the mashkin tmeim touched other things. Were they metame other things? Tohe. So this Mishnah says in Taris, if we have a suffix, if mashkin were mekabel tumeh, Misafik, we say they're tame. We have a safik if mashkin were matama other things, we say the other things are toy. Now let's skip the next line, because this is not the lashon of the mission. Now, but according to Rav Zeira, since this is a stam mishneh in the same perik and taris, so we should assume that this mishneh is also going according to Rabbi Elazar. So we have here a mishneh going according to Rabbi Elazar that says sofik mashkin li tome tome, and let us just inject a explanation in this halacha. We will say that mashkin are mekabel tume minatayre, and they're metame acherem midarabono. So therefore, if we have a sofik, if the mashkin became tome, so this is a sofik and a tume deraisa, we say sofik deraisa lechumre. If we have a sofik, if the mashkin were metame acherem, so the whole kabbalah's tume of the acherem is only at the rabono de ketume, so we'll say sofik derabono lekula. And according to Rab Zeire, this mission is going according to Rab Elazar. It's like all star mishnai, so they should be going according to Rab Elazar. So Abaye is the kasha umis virelei l'Rab Elazar l'tamei tamei. So could you say that Rab Elazar holds that mashkin are mekabel tume min ha-teire, and therefore, if it's a sofik, it was mekabel tume it's tamei? Vosanya, we learned a different beraisa. Rabbi Elazar Oimer ein tume lemashkin kol ike. Rabbi Elazar says, min ha-teire, there's no tume lemashkin. Teida, and Rabbi Elazar brought a raya, shrei heyid yaisi ben yezer ish sreido. Yaisi ben yezer ezer was made two things. One thing which is not negeos, ali ayol kamtsa dohe. He said an ayol kamtsa is a type of a chogov, a type of a locust, and this is a kosher amin. One thing he said, Eidis. And Yaisi ben Yezel said another Eidis, Val mashkin beis midbochaye doche. He said in the beis hamikdosh, if you'll have dam, or you'll have mayim, this is called mashkin beis midbochaye. So this mashkin is toher min ha-teire, and therefore, the Rabbanon one goes there to me on these mashkin. So Memele, so Rabbi Elazar brought a raya from Yosi ben Yehezer, that ain't to me le mashkin, because min ha-teire, ain't to me le mashkin kolike min ha-teire, and the whole to me's mashkin is the Rabbanon, because Yosi ben Yehezer said, that the dam in Mayim in the Beis HaMikdosh are toyer legamri. That means since the whole tume is a tume de rabbonim, so they weren't geyser in the Beis HaMikdosh in order not to be marbe tume, make shailas. So we see Rabbi Elazar holds that mashkin are not mekabel tume min ha-teire. So how could this mishneh that says sofik mashkin li tome tome, how could this go according to Rabbi Elazar? It can't go according to Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, so Rab Zeir is wrong. Rab Zeir had said we have one perik which speaks about a multitude of halachas. It says sofik nezires is lahakel. And in that same perik we have a stam mishnah that says sofik mashkin li tome tome. Now, if Rav Zeir is telling me that Sofik Naziris Lahokel, who's the Mechaber of this Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar. So we should rightfully assume that all these Tam Mishnayis are going according to Rabbi Elazar. So according to Rav Zeir, this Mishnah Sofik Mashkel Litamei Tomei is going according to Rabbi Elazar. It's a Stam Mishnah. That's also going according to Rabbi Elazar. So how could you say Rabbi Elazar holds if there's a Sofik? If mashkin are mekabel tume, so it's tome because it's avik deyereise. We have a different Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Klo ein tume le mashkin kolika." So memele, so we see Rabbi Zeir is akimte that sofik naziris lahakel can't call it Rabbi Elazar because of Rabbi Elazar, the other Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Elazar.
And so the Rabbi Lezer holds Tovim Ashkin li Tomei Tomei. Rabbi Lezer holds a Tumel am Ashkin Kolike. So you see, Rabbi Zeir's Teretz is not a good Teretz. But the Gemara says, it depends. Hanicha li Shmuel, the Omar Dochin Milutamei Acher. Now Shmuel said, Pshat, this mem Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, a Tumel am Ashkin Kolike, that it's not mitama Acherim in our Torah. That's what Shmuel said. So then it's Sholem al Yisrael. So according to Shmuel, we can say, so forget, then this Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Bashkin li Tomei, Tomei, le Tomei Acherim Torah. Forget, it's very good. It stims Rabbi Lezer. Abo Tumas Asma Yesh Bem Shap, Elo le Rav da Omer Dochin Mamish. According to Rav, that Rav says that it's Toil the Gamri, it's not Mekabel Tumim in a Toire, my ikalameina. So memela, so then you can't say that the mission is sofik nazirus lahokul is going according to Rabbi Lezer, because then sofik maskinly tummy is also going according to Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer holds that tumis maskin is only under Rabbi. That is Abayis Kasha and Rabbi Zeira. Now we learned this Gemara the way the Rashba was Goyres this Gemara. This is the Rashba's Gilsa, we understand the Gemara very well. Let's go over the Gemara again, according to our Gilsa, and then we're going to see there's a tremendous problem with our Gilsa. Let's start again the Gemara. Elo I Kasha or Kasha. If we have a Kasha and Rab Zeire, this is the Kasha. Sofik Mashkin li Tomei Tomei, li Tamei Acherim Toher, Divrei Rab Meir, V'chein Hoya Rab Elozer Eimer. Now, if we are bringing down this memory is not a Mishnah in Taras, this memory is a Bereis in Taras. And the Bereis says that Sofik Mashkin li Tomei is Tomei. Divrei Rab Meir, Rab Meir holds that Tumas Mashkin is a Bereis. And Rabbi Lezer also holds like Rabbi Meir. So here we have Bereise. Rabbi Lezer holds that Tumas Mashkin Lekabo Tumas Adereise. Fine. This is a Bereise. Now we have a problem. Rabbi Lezer, we have another Bereise that Rabbi Lezer says that Tumas Mashkin is Adereabona. So this is a problem. This is a steer in two Bereises. But how did Rabbi Zeir get involved? Abayis Akash Rab Zeire. You, Rab Zeire, you said the mission of Sofik Naziris Lahokal is going according to Rabbi Lezer. You, Rab Zeire, have a problem. So if Abayi would be asking from the mission in Taris, and we're ignorant of the Barais, we don't know Barais, so that the Gemara is very good. So the Gemara is asking Abayi and Rab Zeire, you have a big problem, Rab Zeire. Because you're saying the Mishnah Sofik Naziris Lahokal is going according to Rabbi Lezer. So Al Picheshbin, the Mishnah Sofik Mashkin Li Tomei Tomei is also going according to Rabbi Lezer. And I have a Rabbi Lezer that says Ein Tumel Lamashkin Kolik. So you have a problem. So then we understand the Gemara. But if we're Goyres the way it says in our Gemara, so the Gemara is not asking from the Mishnah in Taris. The Gemara is asking from a Baraisa. So we have a problem. Now, Rabbi Zeir is a problem. This is a big problem. In the Barais, it says, Rabbi Lezer holds Sofik Mashkin li Tomei Tomei. That's this Barais. And Rabbi Lezer says in another Barais that, Ein Tumel Mashkin Kolika. So this has nothing to do with Rabbi Zeir. This is a problem. So the whole sugya is paladic. Now let us see that out. Sofik Mashkin, Kigoin Shahoishit Tome Yodai Levein Hamashkin. A Tome was Moishit Yodai Levein Hamashkin. Ben Yodua im Nogaben. He doesn't know if he touched it, if he didn't touch it. Li Tome Tome, Kloima. Letumas Atzmon Ozlinen Lechumle. If it's a Sofik, if they became Tome, Rimachme. Avoloi Letame Yacheh. Ike Nuschi, and that it seems the first Nusach was like the Rashba's Nusach. Ike Nuschi de Garsi Hoche Divrei Rab Meir, V'chein Hoye Rabbi Lezer Oy Mekidvoro. Now, if we go this like this, with the safety of Mesechus Taurus, this is a bereich of Mesechus Taurus. We command the legoris, the lomele le suvi mi bereich, when you have this kakashi from a bereich, where reiche the masnissen des oven is here slahokali. When you have this kakashi from a bereich, it's a mishneh. Diktoni sofik mashki le tamei tamei, le tamei chem toye. So, Mamela, why do you have to bring the Baraisa? Ask from a Mishnah. But after the Gosinele, maybe we are going to this Baraisa, but if we like to see me Masnisa, Mishim de Mephal Shebehedid Rabbeleza Sviroi, the Sovik Mashkin, the Tommy Tommy. The Gemara brought the Baraisa because the Baraisa is a stronger Kasha, Rabbeleza, Rabbeleza, it's a score Rabbeleza, old Sovik Mashkin, the Tommy Tommy. So the Gemara, so we have to say what the Kasha is Rabbi Zeira, that will seem so. Ein tume le mashkin kol iker midi arayis. That Rabbi Lezer says, min a Torah, there's no tume le mashkin. Now he said over Eidus, from Yoisi ben Yeheze, al ayul kamtze chogov sheshmoy ayul, doch ein Torah vekoshel achilu. Va mashkin beid midachaye dochen. The kiven de tumes mashkin midarabonon, the mask of Amid Bahaye, Legozu, Shlela Halbe's Tumme Bazor. The key in the Tumme's mask of the Rabbonon, so now the Gemara is asking, but since you see Rabbi Lezer holds the Tumme's mask of the Rabbonon, Hechem Achmarin and Misfakayu, why do you say Safik mask of the Tumme Tumme? Honey, Chilishmu, Doma, Dochim, Latama, Cherem, Abu Tumas Atman Yeshbehem, they have their own Tumma Nichidum Shim Tumas Atman Videraisa Ozlinen Besveikayu Lechumra. So we're Machma. So according to Shmuel, it's very good. I'd like to mention here a Maimah Hamuska. I had a Shtikal Ha'ore and I found the Dvar Shmuel in Sechdes Psochim brings down this Ha'ore from the Chazoy Nochum. And he says, a beautiful parrots. So I'd like to mention the Ha'ore. When the Ran speaks about the Halacha, Sofik Mashkin Li Tomei Tomei, so he says, since it's Midaraisa Ozlinim Bisfekayu Lachumru, Wamachna, in other words, Sofik Diraisa Lachumru. And the first Ran also seemed to say such Halacha, the Tumas Atzman Ozlinen Lechumre, Bemachme. It seems out in Rashi himself, he says, close off in the Reise Lechumre. So Lechere, Kan Shoyel Aben, we know by Tume, when we have a Sofik Tume, the Sofik is, where was the Sofik Neulet? It was Neulet Bishus HaYochid, it's Vadai Tome. It's Neulet Bishus HaRabim, it's Vadai Toya. So, the Ran doesn't, we're machma. It seems from the Ran, and Rashi and Psochim says, claw like that, Sofik the Reise Lechumre, we're machma misofik, so we're avoiding a important yesod in Hilchus Tumme Vitare. We have to know where the Sofik was nailed. Let's not just speak abstractly, we're machma. It was Mishu Sayochid, it's Tomei. If it's Mishu Sarabim, it's Tomei. So he brings from a Chazay Nochum, I'd like to elaborate a little on what he says. We had, when we learned the sugya of Rab Chanina Skana Kahanim and Sechdes Psochim, we had there's a musig of Tomei and a musig of Posel. There's Tomei and Posel. Tomei is something that is Bekoyach L'Tamei Achere. That's called Tomei. Posel is called, it itself is Tomei, but it is not Vekoyach L'Tamei Achera. So the Chazay Nochum wants to say, Amoyre Dikizach, the Mekoyach of Sofik Tume B'Shus HaYochid is Sveike Tomei, B'Shus Rav Sveike Tomei, we learn that from Soite. By Soite is also a Sofik Tume, there it says V'Nitmo. So he says, Amoyre Dikizach, that something that has a shame Tomei on itself. And Tomei means it's Yochel Tamei Acherem also. So that we learn out from Soite, that is the Nitmo, that Sofik Tume, Vishas Hayochid is Tome, Vishas Harabim is Toil. But Mashkin is unique. It's Mekavu Tume, but not Metame Echeirim. So it is not Tome, it's Posel. So something that is Posel is Bechlau not governed by Hilche Soite. So therefore, Bereshus HaYochid, it's only Sofik Tomei, and Bereshus HaRab will also be Sofik Tomei. The whole Yesod of Sofik Tomei, Bereshus HaYochid, and Sofik Tomei, Bereshus HaRab is if we're being done, if something is Tomei or not. Mashkin are Posel, not Tomei. Okay, that's what I'd like to mention, this whole... Let's go further in the Rav. Elo l'man da omar dochin mamish. According to Rav, the filu to mesatma the rabot. Ma'ika l'meima, avala l'meisma v'sveikayu l'ku. Chiteima, now the Rav is going to ask the kasha we had mentioned when we learned the Gemara according to this gifts. V'chiteima im kain. So what is this akasha and Rav Zeire? Forget about Rab Zeirish, the Ktoire, the Mishnah in Taris is going according to Rab Zeirish. But Heichen Eichel, so it's good, it's also bitter. Akati Koshe, the Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer. We have a problem, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. The Ho'om HaBehedye, the Tumas Mashkemi, the Rabbon, Kedektoni, and Tumula Mashkin Kalika, the Philohochi Ozul,
so what does this have to Rab Zeire?
Forget about the Mishnah. You have a problem. We have a problem here. We have a stira to Baraisis. This kasha the Ran is. Yesh loyma, so the Ran says, a moiridike shvere teretz. Yesh loyma dohochi pol. So he says, no, the kash is only on Rab Zeire. Bishloime, ihach the sofik neziris lahok, loime tukmek Rab Elazar. If we wouldn't have Rab Zeire shtikfeire, we wouldn't say that the mission is going to cut Rab Elazar, like kash. So then the stir in these two baraises is not shver. The ikala meima, the Rabbi Elazar, machmel besofik afilu bedarabon.
No, that's not kasha. You have a kasha. Sofik, maskin li tomei tomei.
No. He's machma mi debe, even though it's a tumme da rabono, he's machma. It's not ekvelt. So good. He holds, it's only a tumme da rabono. He holds sofik tumme is also tomei. Even though it's a sofik da rabono.
Abo, given the amarto, the sofik neziris lohokel rabelezeri, you told me Rabbi Lezer holds Sofik Neziris Lahokel.
Now there, so what's the case of Sofik Neziris Lahokel? Let's speak about a case. A person said, I'm a Nozir if a Koy is a Behemah. That's what he said. If a Koy is a Behemah, I'm a Nozir. So this is a Sofik. So we say, since it's a Sofik, he never meant to be Mekabel Neziris. Isn't a hey? The Havi Kedusha Habo Bidei Odom. So even though this is a Kedusha Habo Bidei Odom, this Naziris. Heiche Adife Tume De Rabbono, Afal Pi Shehi Bo Meyeleo. So how could Tume De Rabbono be more Chomo Mi Naziris Tiye Raise, Afal Pi Shehi Bo Bidei Odom? So the Ran is a shrek. The Ran said a teretz already. What did the Ran say? Let's just repeat again what the Ran said. The Ran said something that is very, very difficult to understand. The Ran said like this. If I would not know that Sofik Neziris Lahokel is going to Rabbi Lezer, I understand Rabbi Lezer perfectly. Rabbi Lezer holds Mashkin is only Mekabel Tume Midarabon. It's not ekvelt. I don't have any problems with this. But how do I have a problem? But this Rabbi Lezer that could be machmel, By Sofik Tumas Mashkin, and you're telling me Rabbi Lezer is Mekel by Sofik Naziris, which is a deraisa? If a person said, Areini Nozer, if a koy is a behemah, by here, you're Mekel. And by Sofik Tumas you're Machna. That cannot be understood. So the Keren Eure asks, Ma inyin shmitul eitzar hasinach. I mean, shemu shemayim. We're comparing two distinct inyonim. There's a svore, a person does, when he makes a neder, he makes nedorim, he makes neziris, he does not want to get involved in sveikis. If there's any sofik involved, he's not going into that. There's a psanan sadi. When a person makes Naziris, he makes another, he only means, by the Torah, there's a Yonim, there's Vadayos, the Sofik. When a person makes his Isurim, his private Isurim, he also, Rabbi Lezer says, he only has intentions, that which is clearly also that he's making. If we're going into Sveikis already, whenever a Sofik is involved, I didn't mean that. Fine, that's a Svara. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. So therefore, so that's as well Rabbi Lezer. So therefore, he can't hold Sofik Mashkeli Tomei, Meish Mitleitzer Alcina. The Keren Eure is this Kasha. He blives by a Kasha. I saw a Teretz in the Teferes Tzion. Perhaps we can understand a little bit the Ram. The Teferes Tzion says as follows. Rabbi Lezer is saying the psychology of a person. When a person is making Isurim, there's a Anan Sadi that he only wants to make, but it's clearly also that he's making. But to get involved, if it's only Sofik also, that he has no intentions to make. Fine. The Chachomim also made Isurim. We should say this psychology by the Isuri the Rabbonan also. This is not also something that's also in the Torah. So Memele, it's also Be'etzer. Now if it's Sofik also, so it's Sofik also. I mean, we have to live with the Sofik. We can't. But if the Rabbonan made new Isurim, and they said that this is Tomimi the Rabbonan, so according to Rabbi Lezer, the Isurim that the Rabbonon made should be equivalent to the Isurim that a person makes on himself. That means if we're making Isurim, you want to ask the good. If it's Osir, it's Osir. Savik Osir, Chazal should never have made such an Isur. That's a Svore. That means this is a Svore. They only ask the Dovo Boru and not the Dovo Sofik. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So for you to tell me, so that's the problem of Rav Zeir. You, Rav Zeir, are telling me that Rabbi Lezer holds that the Lubayan Isur Dereiser. We're speaking about Isur Dereiser, but since it's man-made, Das Bnei Yodom is, we only mean Ta'asa, Asu Isurim Vadoim, Vlo Isurim, which are Mesupokim, that's Das Bnei Yodom. So then the Svara should be, when Chazal made their Isurim, it should also be the same. They should only aser a dovo vadi, not a dovo sofik. So memele, so that can't be that by tumet harabona we're machmer, and by naziris deraisa we are mekel. Agav ulche, I saw in Sukkis David, he is ma'orer another nekuda over here. The Ran just said now, let's forget about Rab Zeire, but the Ran said that Rabbi Lezer holds that even though Kabbalah's Tumas Mashkenes Tumas the Rabbonah, Sofik, we mach ma Sofik the Rabbonah lechumra. Frag the Sukkis David, so how do we understand Sofik Mashken Litomei Tomei? Even though it's a Sofik the Rabbonah, Tomei. Sofik Litamei Acherim, Toil. Now, so how do we understand this? When Mashkin Tmeim Tocha Kika, it's Tomei Midarabona. It's a Sofik if Mashkin Tmeim Tocha Kika, it's So then we say it's Torah. Sovereign the Rabbona Lekula. So the sukkah is over there. So how do we understand? According to this Ran, the Ran, we hear about Mahalach, we can understand Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer's Givaldik. How do we understand Rabbi Lezer? What is the difference with Sofek, Mashkin, Litome, Tome, Sofek, Mashkin, Litome, Acherim, Toy? So he says, perhaps, I think he's not too sure of this, but Al Koponim, he says there's a chilik in these two cases. In the first case, the Dovo Hametame is a deaisa. That means a person who's Tome min HaTorah, so Sofek if he touched Mashkin. The Tumas Mashkin will be Ad Rabbonim. But we're starting off with a Metame D'Araisa. The second case, the Metame is a Metame D'Rabbonim. Klo what the Chilik is, basic, nicht? But Al Kaponim, we can sense this as there's some sort of a Chilik. That here when we're playing with a Metame D'Araisa, we have to be Machma. Apilu we say something about the local. So perhaps with this we can understand the Ran a little better. That was the Gemara's Kasha. If you're playing with Naziris D'Araisa, if and that's when you're Mekel, and here you're Machma because you're playing with a Matami D'Rabbonah. I mean, that was Pshat and the Gemara's, because you're playing with a Matami D'Araisa. That was Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha. He says, the Gemara's asking a Kal V'chaimah. Here we're playing with Naziris D'Araisa, but we say, another Machnis, Mamayne, Agulfa, and the Sveike. So Mamelis, even though we're playing with Naziris D'Araisa, you say it starts from the other. In here, so why over here? Taki, you're playing with a Matame D'Araisa. But, and here you say that he did ask to Mamisov. Al Kaponim, that's how the Ran set Pshat Nasugi. Period. So the Gemara had a kasha and Rabbi Zeira. The Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Lezer. V'chiteime, Zokteram, Hochazinen, Behedye, what are you chaplaining with Rabbi Zeira? We see clear that there's a difference between an Isser de Rabbono and a Kedusha Bobi de Odo. We see clear like that. What are you chaplaining with Rabbi Zeira? We learned a Bereise. The Bereise says if a person was Magdish all his behemoths, he's not Magdish Akoi. And it said, what's Pshan Rabbi Lezer? Why isn't he Magdish Akoi? Because Lemael Nafshi Inish Lesveike. So this is Klop Shat and Rabbi Lezer. I mean, a kolchok, you have to be mechalik between Tumid, that's Nasa Yidei the Rabbonon, and the Dorim, that's Nasa Al Yidei Bnei Odom. Because we see Klop, Rabbi Lezer said, if a person said, I'm Akdish, all my behemoths, so a koi is not Sofik Akdish, a koi is Mutalagamri. Because there's an Ansadi, when a person is Magdish, Lemayil, Mamayna Lusvek. Given Shekain, Afilu Kilo Makminin, or the Sofik Naziris Lahokil Krabelozo. Kashid Rabelozo, the Rabelozo Munsha. This is a Kashid, so it's a Kashid that doesn't have to Rabzeir. Ikilamei Medaba Metzinen, Lethuye, behind the time of Rabelozo, the Oma Lahigdisha Sakoi, Mishum de Koish, my Ola, Vlaikorle, Inchi, Chayim, Lebeim, Zenirali. She said, from this din alone, I would say Pshat Rabbi Lezer is not because Rabbi Lezer holds Leimayil Momoine Lesveike. He holds that a koi is not called a chai, it's not called a behemoth. So therefore, he said, I magdish the behemoth, he said, clearly not a koi. So it's not muchach that Rabbi Lezer holds the svore. Leimachnis nafshe Momoine Lesveike. But for Rabbi Zeira, we see that Rabbi Lezer holds the svore. So therefore the Gemara asked this kash. Al Koponim. It seems this kash is a good kash, and we slugged up Rav Zeira. That means whatever the kash is, if the Mishnah of the Mishnah that is saying that Sofik Naziris Lahokel, that's going according to Rav Lezer, So then we have a problem, how Rabbi Lezer could hold Sofik Mashkin Litomito. These two halachas cannot stay. So, opgefragt Rabbi Zeir. So the Gemara says now, a new mahalach. So we're back to scratch. We have here a problem. We have a Mishnah Sofik Naziris Lahokal, and we have our Mishnah Dorim Stam the Dorim Lach. So the Gemara answers, Aloha Rab Yehuda Baha Rab Shimon. Okay, I have a different Malach. The Mishnah of Sofik Naziris Lahokal is going according to Rab Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says Stam the Dorim Lahachma is going according to Rab Shimon. The Sanya. We learned in the Baraisa, Hareini Nozer, Im Yesh Bikri Hazeh Meyakul. A person says he's Makabal Naziris, if there's 100 kul in this Kri, I'm a Nozer. If there's less than 100 kul in this Kri, I'm not a Nozer. Now, okay, so he was Makabal Naziris on this night, there's 100 kul. Now they wanted to go and count over how many kul there was in the Kri, and Sheikh Meshamayim was stolen or lost. So now, is this person a nozer, yes or no? That means, theoretically, he should be a Sofik nozer. That means he said, I don't know, if there's 100 kul, he's a nozer. If there's less than 100 kul, he's not a nozer. I don't know what there was, so he should be a Sofik nozer. So it says as follows. Im yesh b'kri hazeh meyak, well, Moshe shnig le vashovet, Rabbi Yehuda mater. Rabbi Yehuda, it says he's not a nozer. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, loy machnis nafshe l'sveik. For a person, that means that's klal. When a person is making a neder, if the neder will get involved with sveikas, he never made such a neder. The neder is only if it's clear cut. If it's getting involved in sveikas, then Atzadi never made such a neder. The Rab Shimon Oisa is no such yisod. Machnis nafshil is sveike. So Memela, so he made a naziris. Did he become a nozer? Oh, I don't know if he became a nozer. Machnis nafshil is sveike. Let us just see the Rab. Boholach umatzoi shenigna vayshovet, Rabbi Yehuda mater, b'shem d'lei masik adaitid levi nozer ad shiz bar eloi sheboise kri meiko. He only meant if he'll know. That means he's min kabul naziris, if we'll find out that it's meyo. Cool. Fine. Frek de gemore. V'romi de Rabbi Yehuda at Rabbi Yehuda. So fine. So what did you tell me? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Le machnis nafshe l'sveike. Chalesh yastin Rabbi Yehuda. Mi omer Rabbi Yehuda le mailinish nafshe l'sveike. That's what you're telling me. Remini, alesh yu akash. Rabbi Yehuda oima stam trume bi Yehuda asura ubegolul muteres. If a person said, we hear in the Mishnah as follows, a person said, are olai ki trume. Now, trume can be, trume is a part of a word that has two translations. It could be trumas goyren, which is adobo ha'oso, could be trumas alishko, which is adobo hanoda. Now, he said, stam trume. So, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, bi Yehuda asure. In Yehuda it is also, ubegolu muteret. And by Golul, if a person in Golul will say, Arei like Trumetz Mut, why? She'ein anshei ha-Golul makirim es Trumetz Halishka. That means in Golul, they would never call Stam Trumetz Trumetz Halishka. In Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, there they were close to the base of Middash, so there they spoke about, and it was, Trumetz Halishka was something that was, known to the Bnei Yehuda, so they could call Trumas Alishka Trumas. So in Yehuda, the person says that Arei Alayke Trumas, I can assume that he means either Trumas Alishke or Trumas Goyren, and Stam Nedorim Lach. In Golil, they would never call Trumas Alishke Trumas, so Mamele Tzmuta. Shein Anshe Golil Makirim as Trumas Alishke. Taimo, the Ein Makirim, so Rabbi Yehuda says, because when they say Trumas, there's no sophic what they mean. Does it mean Trumas Goyren? They don't mean Trumas Alishke. Time of the Ein Makirin, Ha Makirin, Asurin. But what would be in Golo if they could also call Tumas Alishke Stam Tume? Then it would be also. So Memela, now we have a Shrekelche problem. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Stam Nedorim Lahachmer, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Sofik Naziris Lahokol. And we just said this is a Machloikis. Rab Yehud and Rab Shimon, that's what you just told me till now. So we have a big problem. So the only way we were answering the steer and the two halachas, this is going according to one Tana, this is going according to another Tana. Frag the Gemara, I have news for you. The same Tana. The same Rab Yehud says, Sofik Nazir is local, he holds Tam Nador, Lahachma. Because he says, Begolol, it's Mutter, because Begolol, they don't mean Trumas Alishke. It wouldn't call Trumas Alishke Stam Trum. Omar Rove. So Rove says, we have to elaborate a little on the terrors we had said before. Gabi Kri Kosova. By Kri he holds Sofik Naziris Lohoko. Le Ma'ayon Nafshi Lesveike. Why? Kosova kosha sveikoi komo mi vadai loimayil nafshe lisveik. That means like this. Rabbi Yehuda does not, Samazi says, a person has no kavona for sofik. No. That means if the sofik is more homo than a vadai, he's getting into a bigger blotter with a sofik than a vadai, then zichi didn't mean a sofik. That means a person is mukhin to be mekabel naziris. We'll say, fine, I'll be a nozer. But a sofik nozer, which I'll have more problems than a vadai nozer, that I zikha didn't mean. So memele, that is why by naziris, Rabbi Yehuda, sofik naziris local, because a sofik nozer is much more problematic than a vadai nozer. Amalove gabi kri kesova kosha sveike choma mi vadoi loy mayel nafshe le sveike the ilu gabi nozer vadai. So let me explain to you. A nozer vadai is megaleich. That means a nozer vadai is the 30 days he doesn't take a haircut. The 31st day he brings 3 kobones. And he takes in his Magalayach after the 3 Kabbalahs. Number one. Number two, Umevi Kolben Vinech. So that the Pharisee scenes has a beautiful pshat over here. Umevi Kolben Vinech. Well, what does that mean? This is, we're talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda. We heard Rabbi Yehuda said, and Rabbi Yehuda met Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said as follows. He said, Chasidim Arishainim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chassidim Arishonim hayu misavim lahavi korban chatos. Chassidim Arishonim wanted to bring a korban chatos, because they had the opportunity to bring a korban chatos. Ma hayu oisin, oimdim misnavim nezirus lamokim, veishi yischayim korban chatos lamokim. So they became nezirim in order to be zoichet to bring a korban chatos. So Memele, so he says, no, a nozir vadai brings a chatos, it's nechol. So Memele, Baruch Hashem, he was able to a chatos, kahanam oichlem, abaylem, miskaplem, Baruch Hashem, he was able to bring a chatos. A nozir sofik, a oile can bring an atnai. If I'm a nozir, it should be an oilus nozir, if not, it should be an oilus nadova, shlomim, he can bring an atnai. Achatas he can't bring on at night. So a nozer sofik, so look what he's losing. He'll never be able to be megaleach. Because you only megaleach lechatchila after you bring all 3 kabbonas. So never be able to be megaleach. The ritzi of achatas he also won't have. Shema shemaim. And that is ikka. And that is a nansadi. If sveikon, chomo, mivadon, is had no intent to that the Nazire should be halal as a chum. Mashenke in stam the dorm la hachmer. So the suffix is as chum as the baba. Baba maskim. So mamele, that is Rabbi's terrace. Dile gabi no ze badi megaleich mei vikoben benechel al sveike le motzi megaleich. Period. Now let us see the Rav. Zot the Rav. Taim adai makirin o makirin asuru. Ho de makshim in the yuke de seife. The Rav has a kashi. Gemor wants to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds stam the door in lahach. So the Gemara makes a deek from the Sefer. The goal is mutter mishim shayne makirim. Ho makirim, so it will be also. So you see from the Sefer, stam the dorim lach. That's from a deek. Let's start from the Reish. The Reish says, Behud is also. So you see, stam the dorim lach. Why do you have to krich to the Sefer with a deek? The Reish is chloral, stam the dorim lach. God the maxim you could the safe of loy poch mi guf of the reish the ton is tam trum of Yehuda asur alme sveike lochum mishum dike le truye I kin es kakashe from the reish an itay mishum da atshi yudah mitar sho yo yoysa regila be trum es alishke le trum es agoyrim loy kore lo trum es tam maybe pshat the reish is differently in Yehuda they only called tam trum es alishke Hilkach, you know, the betrum, about the betrum is alish kenod. Aval, do you can say, Fekashe, the yoiv taime be teire de golo, ishe makirin, because they don't know bachlala trum is alish ka, or makirin zuvi zu asurim, the sveik alachumre. So here we see klar that Rabbi Yehuda holds stam the dom lach. So the Gemara answers no, that Rabbi Yehuda was only said Sveikoi the Islamic Kabbal Naziris Halasofik. Now let us see the Ram. The Ilu al Sveikoi Leimotzi Legaleich. The Ram, three lines from the bottom. So the Rabbi said at Teretz that Sveikoi is Chomo Mivadoi. Because he can't be Megaleich. Lefi, shetzach legaleach al havos kabonaisa. You have to be megaleach and his kabonis. Bloimotzi la asuyinu. And you can't bring the kabonis. Dilme loy avinose. Umaisi chulun bazore. Lefi, shetzach legaleach al havos kabonaisa. He has to be megaleach and he brings the kabonis. Bloimotzi la asuyinu and asafik nose can't bring the kabonis. Dilme loy avinose. Because maybe it's not a nose, or my sechul al bazor. The chitame, so like the ram, listen, that's the whole problem over here. Hey, the chatas le motzi la suye bitna. You're right, he can't bring a chatas. She chatas bo bin adobe, but least, lazy oilo shlomim. Let him bring an oilo shlomim. The least, let him make a tana. Im nose rani, reilo lechevosi. Bim lav, yein adobe. The kaimelon din gilach al echad mishlosh tam yotza meikar adin kiu magaleich after one kovin yayitza lachat chilini tmi kovonis but listen not a kvel yes a suffix let him bring a noyla mi magaleich yeshloime hani mili b'diyebe b'diyebe din kiyin kiu is magaleich after one kovin lachat chilini magaleich lachat chilini we're not speaking about Yidu wants him in the Kabbal, the Ziris. We're not speaking about the Yevonik Yidu. We're speaking about Nezer of a Kabbal Reish. We're speaking about Abba Matrege. Elim Kein Hikim Chatas Veilu Vishlomi. Hilkach Lesle Takantel in the Ziris Abba Alasov. He doesn't have a Takon. Now, I'd like to speak out a beautiful Kasha that Tosfos asks in Mesechtes Nozer, and we'll see and when we mention this Tosfos, I would like to ask him this Tosfos Shreklach HaKashe, we have mentioned in the Sivis, and I'll mention this now again. Bekitzo, let me just say Oysen Benik, what Tosfos says. Let's talk about Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that he said, "Arei alai li es nozir." If there's 100 kul, what does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon is relevant with it. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Oysa, he's a nozer. Rabbi Emerson, there's a Mishnah, so I mean he's a nozer. Is he a nozer? Is he not a nozer? I mean, he's a suffix nozer. Maybe there weren't 100 kul. So Taisvah says on that ches, nozer, Taisvah brings a Mishnah. That according to Rav Shimon, he says that tonight. He says like this. If there were 100 kul, so the Kabbalah's Naziris was chal. If there weren't 100 kul, I'm now a Nozer. I'm not a Kabbalah Naziris. I'm not a Kabbalah Naziris. Like, this is a problem. What is he going to do? He can't bring chul and bazar. That's what he does. Finished. That's what he's machuyev to do. So Taisvah doesn't understand Rav Alibet Rabbi Yehuda. Rav has said that a person only avoids Tzveikis if it's Tzveik and Chomer Mivado. I mean, if you get to such a blotter that Tzveik is more Chomer than Abade, that he never meant. Taisvah, why is this Tzveik and Chomer Mivado? He said, Arei Olai Li is Nozer, if there's 100 kul. So what'll be if we won't be able to be Mavara? So he is an eight, so what to do? So Arani knows it without the Tanai. That means the Vadoim was to be a Nozer. He was Muchen to be a Nozer. So now, if we won't be able to be Mavara, so now we'll be in hot water. So let him say, if the 100 go, Arani knows it. So Al Kaponim, the Sofik is not more Chomer than the Vadoim, so be a Nozer. As if it tastes a kash. But that's some kash that the Pharisee says a geshmak of Pharisee. He says, the deen is, if this nether will bring him into hot water. I mean, the first nether he's saying, Arini nozim yesh boi meyaku. Will this nether bring him into hot water? This nether will bring him into hot water. So Taisvah says, I am an eitzah to get him out of the hot water. Let him make another nether. Rav Yehuda didn't say that. Rav Yehuda said, if the nether I'm making now is more chomer than vador, so I never meant tzveik. That's what Rav Yehuda says. Taisvah says, eitzah is what we can do. That's irrelevant. Chabal Kaponim, Taisus asks this for a kash. So Taisus says it's a moiridike kash. Very good hake. It's a moiridike kash. Taisus says, but I'll tell you, there's one case he's going to get in hot water. What's the case he's going to get in hot water? Before we went to look at the Kri, so we don't know to be Mekabal Naziris again. We're just going to be Mavar. Before we go go to the Kri, Shem Shemayim, he touches a mace. Now he's in hot water. Why? If he's a nozer, so he has to bring, so he can't start the dominion until he brings an Hashem Naziris. A Tomei brings an Osham. If he's not a nozer, he can't bring an Osham, because and Osham is not Bob and the Dobby. You can't make a mine. So since in Kabbalah's Naziris al-Asafi, he might get into such a word, he might become Tomei before he had the opportunity to make the Tnai v'imloyisi nozer ni nozer asho. So Memele, so that's the Sveika and Chomei Mevado. He can get to such hot water, it's like a Melech hot water. It will become Tomei before he'll be Mekabel the next Naziris. He's taking care of for good already. That means he can't be Megaleya. He's in real hot water. That's what Taisvah says, Pshat. Now, I have a shrekliche problem. This is according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds he's also. So Tais is really a Mishneh. That that's what Rav Shimon says, that Rav Shimon says that and he does, even though it's a mile nafshil is fake, it's what Eisva says, but you have to know what to do, so you'll have to make a tnai. If I'm a nozer, good, and if not, I'm a kabbal nozer, it's not, but this is the problem of who knows on it. When we learned Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, we mentioned the Nesivis, which the Nesivis is God Simen Samach Beis Ches. From the Lashon of the Nesivis, it would seem, I don't want to go into the Nesivis, but the Lashon of Nesivis was that the one that holds Ma'ayil Nafshi L'Sveike is not that a person goes in and if there'll be a Suffolk, I'll suffer all the consequences of Suffolk. Ma'ayil Nafshi L'Sveike, the Nesivis says that it's a nether. That means if there's any way that I could be a nozer, I'm going to be a nozer. If there's any way it's a nether, I'll be a nether. The Nesivis says it's a vadai neziris, it's vadai nedorim, not pshat it's a sopik, it's a vadai. So I don't understand. There's enough in the mission, so it's a vadai. So why, this is enough in the Mishnah, if they were unable to be Mevav, there's 100 kur, he makes a new Naziris. If he's Mekabal Naziris, Beteiris Vadai, so there's no problem. He became a Nazir Beteiris Vadai, since there's a possibility, there could be 100 kurs Mekabal Naziris. So I'm very novel, Pshat, the Nesivis and Simen Samas, how this stems with the whole union in the Mesechtes Nozir. But let us go further. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omalei Rabune by Yehuda Lerobe. So Rabune by Yehuda told Rabbe. So now it's Sholem Al Yisrael. So Rabbe just told us that Rabbe told us as follows. That Rabbi told us that the whole Rabbi Yehuda that says Le'ma'ayil Inish Nafshe L'Sveike, that Tavke if Sveike is Chomo Mivadoi. Oma Le'rafune Boruido L'Rabbi Oma Hareini Nozer Eilomai. So Bishloime by a poshet Nozer, I understand he's not water. He's a Sofik Nozer. He can't bring a Chatas. He can't be Mekaleya. So, Mechadchile. So, Memele. So, therefore, he's, say, Hebanan Sadi. If there will ever be a Sofik, he's not Mekabal Naziris. Naziris was not to put him in Tahat water. He says, but what if he was Mekabal? He was a Mekabal, a Nozer Oilam. A Nozer Oilam is never Megaleach. He's not Megaleach, he's a Nozer forever. So Memele, so what'll be over there? So according to you, that's not Sveikon Choma Mivadon. So according to you, Afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, they should be a Nozer. Now, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Oma Hareini Nozer, Im Yeshbo Imei Yakur, Rabbi Yehuda did not specify, that's Avgastam Nozer. A Nozer Oilom, he will be a Nozer. From the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, by Stois, Hareini Nozer includes a Nozer Oilom also. So you, Rabbi, according to your Teretz, that's not Sveikon Choma Mivadon. He's not Megaleach Saibesai. So what's the problem? He told him like this, that's true, a Nozer Oilam does not make a taglachas to cut off all his hair. But once in 12 months he's makel betar, he al kaponim, he thins out his hair. He thins out his hair. And when he thins out his hair, he brings three kaponis, and then he thins out his hair. So now, but this Nozer, but a Nozer Oilam, that'll be a Sofik if he's a Nozer or not, so he won't be able a fill it to not as here. So Mamela says fighter, spake I come me badon. So Mamela the terrace is a good terrace. Agabuche, the Pharisee wants to say what the maction of the main says a very good terrace. I mean the make of town. So he wants to say the maction held as follows. The maction held the bishloim if he can't make taglachas. Taglachas is a relief. I mean he can cut off his hair. Mekel betal is not a relief. It means he has a ton of hair on his head. Mekel betal, so he takes off 2 ounces. But al kaponim, it's not a relief. So he won't be mekel betal. That means the relief is not so great to cool this spake or chomo mivado. So he won't be mekel betal. So Mo said no. There's a chilik between a ton of air and the minus 2 ounces and not minus 2 ounces. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma hareini nozo shimshin mai. Why did we say hareini nozo shimshin? A nozo shimshin doesn't do anything. A nozo shimshin, he doesn't take a haircut his whole life. No, so what was the Gemara's kasha? So by a nozer shimshin, so there's not spake on choma mivadon. So there, kaponim, it should be a nozer according to Rabbi Yehuda. Choma lay nozer shimshin lay tam. You're right, 100%. Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about a nozer shimshin. Nozer, a nozer oilom, some nozer. No, he's not talking about a nozer shimshin. You're 100% right. A nozer shimshin, he would be a nozer misofik. Yeah. Oma lei, wa oma rabade barabe, tanye nozer shimshin. He said, I learned a baraisa that says beferish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a nozer shimshin, misafik, is mutter. There was nail, it was mekabel nazir shimshin, and a safik, it's mutter. Omalei, Tanya, listen, if there's a baraisis, and then finish this, we'll see the Ran Tupshot. Zog the Ran. Omareni nozoi lamai. Do baraisi dim yesh bekri azem eyeku, stom betanya. Viyesh bemashma afilu nozoi lamai. Vlochi shoy rab yude. Afo bishen svei krechomo. Do vadai nami loimotsi megaleya. Avadai also na megaleach, so there's no taglachas. Reini nozer shimshimai, vafilu vadai leimotz megaleach betal. Amolei leisanye, destome leimashme nozer shimsh. That means, stama reini nozer does not mean nozer shimsh. Vosanye nozer shimsh, nike bereise, de ton de behedye, Rabbi Yehuda mater, boim reini nozer shimsh, yeskrizem reyeko, vohloch mozer shenikna. So he answered them, Itanya, Tanya. Well, if there's such a baraisa, we'll leave down the lefuke. And then I don't know, then you slug me up. Well, I think she eat a man, she go to Makirim, Tumas Alishke. The mash, maho, Makirim, Asurim. Then I don't know what to answer you. Inami, Itanya, Tanya, Traitanoi, Alibed, Rabbi Yehuda.